Janaya. So go right ahead. First question.
Hi there, Stephen. I want to jump back slightly to, I think that you were starting in One Direction and we got part of it. We were talking about, let me go back to where I had my note about this. You were talking about balancing our frequency,
Yes.
suggesting, you and Michael suggesting, at the end of the day, what are the real things you did? Not just the
Yes.
tasks, not just the goal. I felt like there was something more, and you didn't come back around to it, like something like, look at the way you went about it, or look at what did you notice about your shadow, or did you find yourself, in other words, were you taking to heart some of what this whole hour has been about noticing our reactivity or noticing where we were more inclusive. So anyway, I felt like there was a little more there. So it's a
Well, first of
question
all,
to see,
thank you
is there
for,
a little more?
first of all, thank you, Janaya, for channeling that and mentioning that. And if there, because you interpreted how to use the discernment feature on a personal level, in your way of describing it, the part we would add as far as balancing one's own personal frequency would be just two last pieces or two additional pieces, not last, is number one. Is in just reviewing that list, say, attaboy or attagirl. And in doing that, literally, you will find your vibration and your, going, because you will have done it at your frequency instead of trying to rush to the frequency that the outside world is currently vibing everyone at. So if that's number, that's the one of the two pieces that perhaps we didn't make explicit. The second piece would be, is that in an effort to is to notice that vibratory, kind of just reverie for want of a better term, or even if you want to call it a recalibration, is to give oneself just even 2 to 5 minutes of just sitting with that. And besides the feeling, the better feeling of vibration, you will also drop into and consciously once again remember your own frequency. And why a person knowing your own frequency is better is because you will recognize when it is you being you rather than you being played upon by the demands of either someone else or the world at large.
I
Does that
get
help?
it. Yeah, I feel like there's a big invitation in there. A big
It is a
invitation.
hu huge invitation.
For
Absolutely.
that end of day review, it's partly coming back to being conscious by noticing, even if you didn't notice in the moment when you were reactive or got your buttons pushed or when you took a different kind of action or where there was a creative opportunity and you actually stepped into it. So I feel like that end of the day review, it could be a very profound practice.
We agree. And to use a term that we used in advertising this evening, and you alluded to, is that you are also doing a conscious, deliberate series of reshapings and also self-reinforcement toward this new self-image we mentioned before.
And I must tell you, Stephen, you do very beautifully as superhero. I love your image. I love your image of you with the aura behind you. It was fabulous.
Thank you. In giving credit to the prescribed filter that happened to be at Night Cafe, it's in a Gothic kind of cathedral. And it just so happened that came around where we weren't trying to claim any holiness for the channel or anything of that
No,
nature.
but that's,
But thank you.
I got that because I
Yeah.
could see it was a cathedral, and that's
Right.
part of the delight of it.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And appreciate the positive feedback. Thank you, Janaya. All right. Do you feel complete?
Thank you. I do. Thank you
Okay.
for right now. a handout.
All right. Good.
Hey, Nan, I sent you a chat.
And it looks like most of you are back. And so we just want to acknowledge that it is now up to you folks to lead us, or we will say good night, and especially let those of you on the East Coast go to bed. And so did Joe, I notice. Who else had their hand up, did you say?
Terry Benny. Terry Green.
I was just saying bye.
Oh, are you leaving, Terry?
Yeah, are we done?
No, well, we're just saying it's now time for questions.
I want to say that this is probably the best thing like this that I've heard in quite some time. It was really, really, really well done, Steve.
It came through the smoothest.
Well, the content was exceptional as well. Everything else was too, but I was speaking of the content, and it just flowed. I just wanted to tell you that.
Good, thank you, Joe. Thank you.
And I would like a copy of it if you could spare it.
Oh yeah, you're going. Everyone will have. I heard Susan mention that she's. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, gratefully, Susan has been doing the transcripts so wonderfully. Okay. That's much appreciated by me, because it's not something I do particularly well. It drives me bananas. But anyway, so I see May was waving her hand. I mean, Tommaso was waving her hand, then May raised her hand. So I'll do them in that order. So Tommaso first, and then May after that. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. I'd like a little bit more elaboration on the end of day accounting, or the actions or things, because I've forgotten the words that were used, but it isn't just like a regular checkoff list. So a little bit more specificity for one who likes that.
So should we give you, should we do an example right now?
Sure.
All right, everyone close your eyes. We're just going to take you through this in just a couple of minutes. Okay, so the first thing we'd like you to just hearken back to, even if you don't remember waking up or getting out of bed, just drift back to morning, or in some of your cases, maybe mid-afternoon. But whatever it is that you got up. Because at that point, you are most likely to be operating at your own frequency. And just let yourself recall either the feeling or some of the imagery you saw. And then next, whether it's from your habits of a regular day or some of the specifics of this day, as you got up, got dressed, or moved into other rooms, just notice that with each part of that, those activities were yours. They might have been second nature. They might have been deliberate, but they were yours. And then as your day drifted forward, notice and just recall a few of the things that you felt that you accomplished today. And these can be things, activities, or just even people you spoke with, or a place you wanted to be, or an appreciation of your day, or feelings of irascibility, whatever on the spectrum of emotions it might have been for you. Because we don't want you to, in any way, shape, or form, choose one as better than or less than, but just be with and account for. And as you do, just notice you were doing these at your pace, at your standard frequency. And this was your life and your day. And if there are any glaring things that were either so greatly wonderful or so annoyingly disruptive, account for those as well. But notice how different they may have been from your natural way of being. Just to get a sense of the variation. And now, with this accounting of your experiences, your emotions, your awarenesses of your presence in your being, we hope you can give yourself a place of just acknowledging this was a day in your life. And in that day of your life, we hope you can have appreciation. But if there are things that come to mind that you'd like to see or try and encounter in a different way, either through experiment or deliberate disengagement, let that turn that into the imagination of yourself, which is your own artisan subpersonality, even if you're not an artisan. And that's it. So, how was that, Tommaso? How was our experimental visual with you?
That was very nice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Did that answer your question through that example?
Yes, as a very low frequency person, I
Yes.
struggle a lot with both the current frequency and just a lot of frequency around in general. But thank you.
Sure. You're welcome. You feel complete with that? All right. We'll go to Maystone.
Hi there. I'm gonna ask actually about your perception with something extremely specific, which is something which began about a week ago, and I know that that the channels do and have spoken or used this word nexus. And I was just wanting to know if there was any particular thing, energy, I think, any particular increase or swelling of energy about a week ago, which would have been sort of about sort of the 20th or the 21st of this month. Because I guess I'm just sort of curious if there's a way to understand what happened. I mean, because on a personal level, I felt a lot of pressure building up, and also I registered this in the life of a friend, a very good female friend of mine. So I just wondered whether there had been some kind of energy crescendo, because I know that it all just kind of popped after that. And with regards to your presentation consortium, I personally feel that, I mean, I'm should maybe shouldn't quite summarize it this way, but to me, it kind of all just boils down to focus. You know, what it is that we are focusing on. If we're focusing on staring at our phones too much, or are we focusing on incredibly contradictory and confusing messages from on a much bigger scale from coming from the environment around us? And I think that the, you know, the whatever artisan energy is influencing us is certainly also just be creating just a lot of well, as you were saying, you know, a lot of chaos. It's just very difficult to navigate that. And if you know, depending on the degree of artisan energy which a particular personality has, I could imagine that that complicates things even more. So my focus was very much brought down to this particular moment where I felt a lot of tension building up, and for me, it turned into a whole week of erratic heart rhythms, which you know, which I finally went to see a medical doctor about. But I just wondered, you know, there are solar flares happening. You know, there's chaos, you know, all over the world. I mean, just today there was the earthquake, which happened in Myanmar. So I wondered if you would mind expressing some thoughts about that, please. Thank you.
You've had a couple of parallels come in, where you are actually a lot more grounded in this body. And in some ways, it's something that you resist a lot, is being grounded in your body and sensing things. It wasn't so much that there was a nexus on the world level. Things have been going, in their own fashion, but along this major parallel pretty consistently. You personally had a couple of parallels come in at the equinox. And with that, the acceleration of the spring energy is going to give you and what it really feels like is when we're looking at you bodily, it's about, you mentioned the term focus in an intellectual sense. For you, May, it's like, okay, what are you doing with your bod? Because, the mercurial, there's so much electrical anxiety energy wrapped up inside of you that wants to actually burst out. We would tell you if you could find yourself a bike or go jogging or go hiking or something like that to start moving this through you in the moving center. But it's not like there was a cosmic intersection on a group level. This was about you and your perceptions. But also in these two parallels, one parallel came in where you were a person who literally suffered from a what is it, ADHD, AHD, or whatever it is. And so this kind of like came into you, and suddenly the already, great challenge that you can feel through caution of being, okay, in the world really got ramped up. And so this instinctive center energy in you is like, this, we liken it to one of your cats kind of jumping around. And so that's why we say, go out and utilize your body. We're not surprised that you probably had heart flutter, even though it looks like your doctor would probably say, yeah, you had heart flutter, but it's not it's not indicative of, myocardial infarction or arrhythmia or anything of that nature. And so without going too far afield, just know that if we can narrow it down, focus, since you brought up that term, you're all right. But the world didn't shift, but your perception in the world and of it through a hyper electrical jolt to your body field is imagine you're in a moving car looking at the world, and the car is bouncing up and down, and yet what it probably looks like, because you're in sync with the car, is that the outer landscape is jumping up and down, right? That's the way how we would give you a description of it. So right now your car is just jumping up and down, and so get out of the car, get into your body, and the landscape and your perception of it will sync, and you'll feel a lot better and a lot more at ease. But you're right about one thing we will add on and just complete with it. When Aries kicked in, this new quarter kicked in of energy that we're describing tonight. And there's a lot of available energy to you, old souls, to really kind of say, whoa, what do I want to do? And it's not so much we're suggesting that you have to focus on doing something, it's realizing that the focus is there's a lot of energy. And at any one given time, it could serve you to just sort it out and say one thing at a time. Because you, as you know, we've had many conversations with you. You have one of these wonderfully exalted auric fields that just takes everything all at once and, puts it into process and can get, just slightly like, where do I start? So we hope that's at least been some use to you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the irregular heartbeats was that it was making me nauseous, and I was like borderline, like every time I got a quote unquote attack of that, I just wanted to pass out. And then when I finally went to have somebody take a look at me, I developed this I was my right side, my right arm was just trembling uncontrollably, involuntarily. So it is exactly, it is like this electrical energy. But I really thought, oh, I was trying to tie it into, well, President Putin has just shot, I was trying to, I guess what I was trying to do was do my task of coalescence, because as you know, as a sage, we're always coalesce, we're always sort of out there sort of wondering about the different coalescence, wondering about the different relationships with, between things which are not, don't seem to be on the surface, don't seem to have any necessary relationship with one another. But that's like the argument, well, that the butterfly, the beating of the butterfly's wings has nothing to do with an earthquake happening, in Australia. But
Believe
as a
you're
sage,
referring to the a tornado or a hurricane somewhere else, not an earthquake, but we
oh
get your
yeah.
metaphor.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's what sages do. I think that we look at, here's some information here, and then here's some information over there, and are they connected? We've, for some reason, I guess we, this particular role likes to look for connections like that. So it's not that far-fetched, to say, well, something's happening in my personal life, and is this reflective of what's going on, on the macro level, just as what's going on the macro level is always potentially can be ref seen in what's going on the micro level.
Well, we might add one thing to follow up. We said this year is ordinal, 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 personal, small scale, and May, so many of your overleaves are big scale, exalted, 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 And so you enjoy the viewing of the cosmos on, sort of a grand, big, sweeping picture. So bringing it back down home, yes, you can sometimes slide over to, out of acceptance into discrimination. and then over scrutinize yourself, sort of like in a in a hyperactive, way of using that goal. But we're just suggesting reducing it down to what do you want, even if your pictures of yourself and your world, not the world, hone in on that. But don't worry so much about the intrusion of the world's energies into your space. Yes, it can have influence, but from the episode you described from last week, and the energy that'll be proceeding for is the outer world is not so much really what's affecting you per se, is that your historic perception of being wired to default to exalted explanations is what can get you distracted and off center of yourself.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. That's
You're welcome.
yes, that's very helpful.
Yeah,
Thank
very
you.
good. Very good. You're welcome.
Oh, and just to
Yeah.
say your AI picture, by the way, your AI image of the, of the the warrior, that's also very it's very imposing. But
Oh.
like I said on Facebook, you look exhausted in it.
Yeah,
You look
I
absolutely beat.
that's certainly how life has felt, and AI apparently captured that in my self-image, right? So,
Right, thank you.
thank you, May. All right, Catherine.
I guess I'm going to talk a little bit about the macro environment that we've looked at, May's micro. Excuse me. With this change in focus in the outer world, it's still chaotic, perhaps even more so starting April, May, June. Do you see any shuffling or change of some of the significant key players that are shaking up the world environment right now? I'm curious, as a Canadian, I'm especially concerned, because that was not in the long-term image. But I do wish to know, what is currently playing on that world stage, and is there a change of cast coming along?
Trump really wants to be loved, and but like a king or a god, he wants to be loved. Now, of course, that's a delusional level, but in a way, he's also helping to stir up, the love orientation in the world by virtue of, having everybody hate him. I mean, he doesn't see that at all because, again, he thinks he's loved and adored and all this sort of thing. But he's doing a good job on helping people really galvanize and center around what they really love and what's important to them, even if it feels distorted and distracted. The new Canadian Prime Minister and the resolve in Canada is such a for one thing, Trump would have a difficulty finding enough loyal troops to actually attack Canada. He really would. He'd have the same problem that Putin does in Russia right now, getting recruits that would, that would actually go and fight. But
But he still
of
had
course,
some.
of course he does. He does. And what he would do is something that is, very, very, very unfortunate to see because it is a representation of the baby soul energies in the world, and that it would be a return to mercenaries. There are literally enough, private quote contractors, both companies like what used to be called Blackwater, but there are many in the world in different, in different national zones that operate fairly large scale forces, and there's soldiers for hire. And of course, what recent history has not too many Americans known about is that much of the Iraq and Afghanistan war was fought by paid mercenaries instead of actually American soldiers, which made the financial cost of that war a lot more expensive. But as far as the philosophy of war in the modern era, it took a step backward to essentially colonialism. Anyway, So Canada looks pretty safe as far as that goes. Now we're going to say it out loud. We realize that the, shall we say, ceasing to function of the president's corporeal form is a highly prized inspirational goal that many people have clung on to. We don't want to say anything more than that because, in fact, recordings like this are tracked. Now, is it tracked by this AI that's read it? Yes, it is. Is it, but saying specific words, we'll play the game. That's not going to happen. We're not seeing him leave anytime soon. But it's actually very useful that he is in his place because while he also may be the figurehead, he is also the lightning rod, and he is divisive within his own cabinet, whether it's divisive about Elon Musk or some of the his own cabinet members, he's screwing them up, and so he is your best representative as far as making a mess of things and continuing. And yes, it's chaotic, and yes, it's there is a lot of dismantling. There are some people in many metaphysical or new age circles who say, oh good, this is going to collapse, you can finally build the new golden era. And what we say is truly nothing ever, no real good evolution comes out of total crash, especially the way that it's happening now. Evolution happens, not necessarily gradually, but by the fact that you have structures and you morph them. So their mindset is naive in the way that they're looking at this, even though they're right that eventually this is going to be a pivot where humanity will go through its last concentrated and very potent date or period for a couple of decades of totalitarianism. And yet, it is a totalitarianism that will be so hands off compared to a lot because it is now planetary. And there's just too many beings to manage on a daily basis. The unfortunate part is that with the incursion of the techno realm and the tools of the techno realm, all of you can be followed essentially wherever you're at, even if they're not paying direct attention to you. So, that's the now on in Eastern Europe, in Western Europe, excuse me, they're getting their act together. They're lining up behind Ukraine. Ukraine is pissed, and they're going to stand against Putin. And Putin is he's the one as a world leader that actually is standing on the most tenuous ground, even with all his wealth, because he is more paranoid than Trump because he's more conscious than Trump is. And he knows there's more people who would love to take him out. Trump is just, so self-assured that he's a god in his own, he will be the next. They're going to replace the myth of Narcissus with the myth of Donald. I mean, really, looking
Oh my
at
God.
his own reflection, me around the wall, that sort of thing. So we're alluding in generalities because it's such a big topic. We don't know if we've said some of the things to the heart of
Behind
what
the
you're
scenes,
asking.
Kay, are some of those are also of major concern. Are any of those going to shift, follow the favor, get new parts or written out of the script?
Well, there are those in front of the camera that are, like in the United States, say, in Congress, who are in front of the camera and getting their notes. So, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for instance, she's heading for a downfall, and she'll do it to herself, to where even Trump will just discard her because she'll have overstepped her bounds. But behind the scenes, we see some of the techno giants, who are more interested in their corporate holdings and expansion, say, okay, this destabilization is not working for us. I mean, yes, we have all the money and power, and we're not going to lose any, but we like all the control. So somebody like a Tim, the fellow at Apple, even though he has, bowed a knee in some ways to Donald Trump, I'm
Or
sorry.
Tim Apple, Tim Cook, or Tim
T
Apple is
Tim
Trump
Cook.
called
Yeah,
it.
okay. So Tim Apple, yeah. So Tim Cook. He is not on board with most of the stuff, but he is biding his time, and neither is that corporation. In that regard, he and a few other of the techno lords are much less allied and much more interested in the business ramifications of what, Trump and his pals are doing, than they let on. So that's a destabilizing factor behind him, even though, again, they represent, a passive allegiance. So.
Okay, thank you. That kind of addresses it.
Okay, very good. Anyone else? Oh, Jillian, sorry. Yeah, there it is, right in the middle of my screen. Jillian, go
That's
ahead.
okay. Thank you, Catherine, for asking that one because that was part of what I was looking at. Although I'll still repeat part of this. It's like I look at Project 2025, which is actively proceeding, and I know that tonight was mostly about, micro, but on a more macro level, are there ways for us to stop that? I know that, I'm hoping that Elon Musk will back off of the government. He just sold Tesla. I mean, he just sold X Twitter. Or as I call it, Vichy Twitter, to one of his other companies today. He sold it to XAI at a huge loss, which means a write-off. But I mean, watching him go away, does that mean that all of the tech brats, will they go away if he goes away? The people, and will they back off of Social Security? I mean, there are all these questions that there's Trump, but then there's all of the other noise, and it's not just noise, it's stuff that's really happening. Are there ways for us to stop that? Or when you say it's going to be another 20, 25 years of authoritarianism, does that mean authoritarianism without any social safety net, where we're going to see people starving on the streets?
Some
Because
of that, yes, some of it. Social Security will continue to function, because it represents far too much of a stabilizing force. You'd see, a lot of forgive our phrasing here, folks. You'd see a lot of old codgers, with their walkers and their, and whatever guns they happen to have out on the streets if their Joe raises hand, meaning an agreement, if Social Security were taken away or sabotaged, because it represents an enormous amount of the consumer spending in the United States. Medicare and Medicaid, Elon Musk is such a cynic. And he is so overwhelmed by the technological mindset, as to be a real chimera in this world. And a couple of things that you found out is that you make him scream about his money and he becomes insecure. Donnie is an oligarch and a paternalist. So, he sees himself through a different lens. That isn't so, he's interested in being paid off by all these guys, which is what's happening, behind the scenes. But he sees himself as almost godlike powers, whereas Elon Musk sees, dollars and cents as his power. And so these retractive moves are literally because of the success of the outrage against him.
And he wasn't
So,
raised in a democracy. He was raised in an apartheid, and where he was the ruling party. He doesn't see the necessity for a safety net or the utility of it.
No, and the as far as the Tao is concerned, we have said to you guys, and much to many of your dismay and sorrow, that because it of course it triggers parts of the emotional center, which are very sentimental, and that is that the Tao wants to get rid of about 2 billion people off of this planet, and one of the ways to do it is through attrition, and attrition through starvation, homelessness, forced engagement in wars, disease vectors, which is why Robert Kennedy's influence is beyond the United States. I mean, it's interesting because you're going to have countries that are going to be so galvanized and saying, we're going to give our people everything, like they are, well, are already are, but double down and say, we'll even take people who want to come get vaccinated and things like that. Because in, but the Tao itself is moving along this train of saying, okay, all you volunteers, particularly those of you who want to go to Earth 2, for those of you who remember us talking about for the last 25 years on occasion, that are still human souls, that when that will not be able to have the same kind of lessons here on a full planet, that has, and by full we mean literally wall to wall people, that they would have on a pristine planet, so that Earth 2 was spun into existence so that human souls could migrate there and essentially resume life approximately beginning at about the late Pleistocene, where Homo sapiens really were the dominant species, and then the evolution of civilization and everything. So it's gonna, so a bunch of infant and baby souls, and a fair number of even young souls, will be migrating there, and they have to have a die off here. Now, a lot of you older souls, are going to, this incarnation will come to an end, though you probably are not going to go to Earth 2, and so when that happens, the collective soul age of this planet will move forward, but it'll do so by virtue of still leaving a much higher, harsher environment, a harder earth, because of humans' impact on the planet. And so what you guys will be doing is being engaged in a lot of karmas, trying to repair this place. And if you guys want to do anything that really is supportive, you've got Miranda as one of the other generations, who are going to lead the charge, on, really standing up against and having to then rebuild. But it's the children, the COVID generation, that are going to come on board, and they are going to be pissed, and they are going to be, in a lot of ways, ruthless against the perpetrators of, whether it's in technology or in, people who have raped the earth, or
Or
people
force
who have.
them to give child to give birth, force them into having pregnancies they don't goddamn want.
Well, that may be one of it, but we were just trying to say, as a generational energy, they will be, they have attuned, many of the older souls who are coming in on that generation, are attuned to that collective task, just like many of you baby boomers were tuned to the collective task of really grabbing hold of institutions, but you were doing it from such a more idealistic and less expectation of confrontation. I mean, in a lot of ways, the civil rights movement, the women's movement, even the anti-war movement was a lot more peaceful domestically and across the world than what's happening in the world now. Peaceful, we mean that relatively speaking, please. We don't, by
Can't
no
state.
means. That was only four, not 4,000, or large populations, which will there. So In any case, the reason we said, we offered the emphasis that we did is, first of all, and why we even put on Vangelis and Chariots of Fire, was to remind you that you can have a warrior that races to victory in centeredness. The other piece of music we were going to perpetrate, if you will, on your emotional center was the theme from Rocky. Then you could say, turn that energy outward to the world, whereas Vangelis turned it inward. But specifically about the exalted state of the world is, we're not telling anybody to take your mind off of it. We're telling everybody to do your individual tasks like you do. Show up, make your calls, and do that. But focus your centeredness and your concentrate your energy within the formulation of yourself instead of being caught up in the waves of tumult out there. Go ahead and sometimes stand in them. Go sometimes enter in them for those brief periods and do your participation and then withdraw. That will be enough to help stymie all those things, just like with what Elon Musk had to do. We will even make the prediction at this rate in 2 years, and possibly even less than, Elon Musk will look to divest himself of Tesla, because it has become so identified and such a, and that there will be people, including Trump, who will, right now, he's, my boy Elon and all that sort of thing. One thing about Donald Trump is everybody crosses him and he blames them. Elon hasn't got to that yet, but he will, not very, and not of the very distant future. So anyway, you forgive us, Helium. We've got a couple of other hands raised and we want to get to those. So Karen and then Sarah, because they haven't had questions at all, and then back to May and Tommaso. But go ahead, Karan Dewey first.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I just wanted to ask you about this illusion of AI and the lack of energy that's available to support the hardware. We don't have enough water, we don't have enough power, we don't have enough of any of that, yet everything in the stock market and the buzz is the investment. We're gonna have, everything's gonna be solved and cured. And I mean, I'm just blown away by the fact of how stupid people are, because I don't believe any of it. I'm sorry. But I do believe AI is tracking me, and it's very sometimes it's funny, but sometimes it's actually scary.
So, thank you for bringing it up. And we're delighted that you can laugh at it because we agree that's the best way to deal with this. It's not that AI in itself is the threat in itself, it is the business models and the use of the power holders to impose AI into the consciousness of. Remember we said money and debt is how it. So what is the great worshiping center? It's money and who owes who, right? That's the great worship. And so everyone looks to the stock market. Oh, look at how wonderful it's doing. And of course, as it was said once in a different way, forget Wall Street, look to Main Street, how people are really doing, right? And of course, Main Street on many levels, including massive layoffs against many industries, is shaky and wavering. But as long as that kind of dialogue and those people who control those resources, keep saying, look to Wall Street, look to Wall, and they can play in that illusion, then yes, that until that illusion comes down. Now, in actuality, do these technologies have these capabilities? And yes, they do. But are we telling you that any of you should be terrified of these things? You should be cognizant of the fact that at any given time, these kind of technologies could be used potentially, quote, against you. The thing about it is, with so many people around, it would have to be a concerted effort to target you. But once targeted, whether it's, your phone being tracked, facial recognition software, the number of posts you made on any one of the social media sites or didn't, even your own emails to, private persons, it doesn't matter. Any kind of quote, evidence as defined by a power structure could be collected. And why we emphasize that phrase, defined by a power structure, under a rule of law in a civil society, a just civil society, there is a presumption of innocence until proven guilty. Under authoritarianism, there is always a suspicion of guilt, and all we have to do is build a case against you. And that's why we tell people be very careful with that naive view of knowledge and information that says, oh, I don't care. I have nothing to hide. That is such a self-delusion because it's who the onlooker is and who the judge is that is will tell you if you have anything to hide or not, and or what could, what your very actions that in your own little simple, solipsistic universe of one, you may deem harmless, innocuous, and unimportant, but out there could be interpreted and used against. But that's more the attitude of human beings engaging this technology than the technology itself. And that's a key distinction that you're pointing out that we want to salute you for making that distinction because we agree. Do not participate with it. Do not fall into alignment with it. Do not agreement. Make your statements, make your says, be public. One of the great and interesting, kind of stories that has come out in the last 3 weeks is this Canadian woman who was on a tourist visa who got stopped at the border and then incarcerated for, a week or so. I mean, now she managed to send a shockwave of embarrassment through authoritarian, and yet they tried to apply it to, well, they did for, successfully for a few days. But the ramifications of that has made her a celebrity, but also really racked people into saying, oh my God, we're, this is a police state. This is, and that brings people's attention. It wakes them up, et cetera, et cetera. So we want to thank you for that input and saying that and making that distinction. So
Thank you.
certainly. Folks, it's actually after 7. So Tommaso will just take yours as the last question. Sorry, May. Perhaps we can take that offline. But it's coming near to the end. So, what was your question, Tommaso, if it's a short one?
It's a short question, and it might not be a short answer.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Harkening back to Earth 2,
Yeah.
the homos who go to Earth 2, will they do an analogous destruction or usage of the planet to which they go?
Some of it they will, because in the Young and Baby Soul eras, those certainly the infant soul, but the infant baby and
Yes.
young soul eras, their evolutions are very dependent on the use of physical resources and interacting with them, getting mauled by the tiger, or tearing down a forest to plant crops. Introducing foreign plants from one place to the next, and then having the blights that go along with them, and then the famines that go along with them, and all of those are interactive kind of lessons that at those soul ages really depend on getting the reflection of the environment back to, oh, we actually caused some of these things. Because by the end of the young soul era and the beginning of mature soul era, the real lesson here is how accountable are you to the fact that you're in the modern term for it is the Anthropocene. In other words, Homo sapiens, human beings are literally now the key force that is, shaping the planet, and the shaping of the planet is moving in the direction of not only extreme climate alteration, but mass extinctions, poisoning, and displacement of other human populations. And it's all human being created. It's not nature. It's nature reacting, yes, but it's not nature driven. So that's what'll happen to a degree. But what lessons they derive from it or deduce from it, and how they go about altering it, is one of the things the Tao is probably going to do some manipulations to see if it can influence the experiment a little differently.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for coming. We greatly appreciate your time and your attention and all the wonderful questions. And as always, we hope you have found that useful. And until next quarter, we will see you then, and farewell for tonight. Good night,
Thank you
everyone.
so
Thank you,
much.
Michael. Thank you,
Really
Stephen.
thank you.
Oh.
Right, so let's save the transcript.
And
And good
send
night,
it to me,
everyone.
Steve.
Good night. Good
I
night,
will,
Sarah.
Susan. Thank you for volunteering again. Good seeing everyone. Bye now.
Bye.